Hello.
Hello, this is Tina from MichelleGAnswers.com customer service department. How can I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Jamie Sims. Yesterday, I made a mistake. I tried to call you guys right away and correct it, but I don't know what was going on with my phone. But I got confused because I see you got an earlier EY something forecast, and then there's the transit period. I got very mixed up. I thought I ordered the transit. Could you explain the difference? What's the difference between the... It was a report I got for 60... essential something forecast, or something like that. Essential year forecast, something like that. You know what I'm talking about? No?
The daily forecast?
Say it again?
There's a daily forecast.
Okay. Here's my email. It's Mubaraka, MUBARAKA, 1954@gmail.com. Maybe you could go and then I could explain it, because it should be there, what I'm talking about. Hey.
All right, so... Let's see.
It made some notations, too, because I've been calling back and forth, and it's been a lot of mix-up. It's been a lot of stuff. So, yesterday,
all right.
You see where I ordered something, essential something. But I thought it was the transit. I just got the whole thing mixed up. So, what did I order, and what is it?
You ordered the... forecast, the yearly forecast. It should be in your library within a few days. It may take some time to update in your library.
But, okay, is the forecast the same as the transit period? Which one is better? Because I thought I was ordering the transit period. I just got it mixed up. So could you explain it to me, please? Because I'm very...
So the transit period guide is very specific to you, as well as the daily forecast. But the transit period guide is something that you apply. Well, it may take some time to apply all of that, because there are several books included in that order. The essential the transit period guide.
But that's what I think. That's what I now the trans. Okay.
It includes your chart, and it allows for you to apply what's in your chart and learn numerology and other different things that if you want to apply those to your daily practices.
What you mean, the transit period guide or the yearly forecast?
The transit period guide. The yearly forecast, it allows you to, this is your day-by-day update of what is happening and how it applies to you. And it includes different goals that you can use for every day. So you can make it a goal to meditate daily. It just depends on which one is applied for that day. So let's see.
Which one is better? I was trying to do, I thought that the yearly thing was the transit guide, and then as I went through it, I said, then I saw a transit guide again. I said, well, that must not be the same thing. No. One tells you, I don't get it. The transit period guide tells you what? Help me, God.
The transit period guide, it includes so many different things. There are different books. You can start with, it just depends on where you want to start. There's a manifestation book to teach you manifestation. There is the book for astrology so that you can learn how your astrological sign correlates with day-to-day changes.
But I bought, let me just say, I bought a transit period guide before, and I received all of that. So, like, once you buy a transit period guide and you receive all those books, they're not yours to keep? Because y'all don't be explaining stuff right. Is it temporary that you receive
the everything? No, they're yours, but they're online. They're not mailed to you.
Right, I understand. So I'm saying if I bought a transit period guide one time before, then I received all of that, all of those books. That's what I'm saying. So if, say, all right, say if I bought a transit period guide and then I bought it for 3 months, but when I bought the transit period guide, all those books came with, do the books still remain with me even though the transit period guide has phased out?
The transit period guide, you pay for by the day. So if you probably pay 19 cents per day to be able to read it, unless you printed it out.
Hey.
So if you didn't get a chance to print it out, and I don't even think that's available for purchase. I'm not seeing it on the website anymore.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not clear on, if I buy something, right, I bought the personality profile. Then they said, oh, it was only 3 years. Nobody never told me that. But the good thing is that when I spoke to a representative, she put it back for me. Now, I'm thinking that once I buy a transit period guide and all those books come with it, after the 3 months, say if I only bought it for 3 months, the transit period guide, because you know there's one $37 for 3 months, $67 and whatever. Now, if I buy that, which I did, I purchased this one time, and I got all of those books with it, are the books still mine to stay, or what happens? I'm still not making it clear.
After you purchase the transit period guide, all of those books, you pay for them by the day. So if you bought the 6 month subscription, then you only had them for 6 months.
Oh, see, you got to make these things clear. Because they are not, it's not clear. You just think that you bought that, so you received those books, so those books are now yours. They don't stipulate that after the 6 months, you can't read any of the books anymore. I don't get it. It's like you got to keep on,
So what you were talking about, the transit period guide, like I was saying, contains different books, right? So you got the ones about money, your career, your love life, and your heart desires, the things you should avoid, and what you should do next to take advantage of your full personality transition, because people make changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we essentially don't really change. The transit period guide is exciting and motivating, and it's full of advice that you can apply if you want to. The essential yearly forecast, that's another 12 months of finances and career, love, relationships, progressions, transits. And
it's
also
the same thing in a way?
But one includes a chart, and then there's one that's more detailed because it breaks down houses and how that applies. That's
one's
more astrological than the other one.
I'm sorry. Which one breaks down how it applies? Help me, God.
Which one is more detailed than the other?
Yes.
Yeah. It just depends on if you're counting by the length of it. The transit period guide is probably longer because all of those books are about 200, 300 pages. Each book. And with your yearly forecast, you'll get lucky numbers, your zodiac compatibility, your fortune, and solar returns. So it's which one you want to use. If you want to go outside and chart with the book, then stick with the transit period guide.
Now, how much did I pay for this forecast thing?
$67.
Oh, God.
And that's a one-time fee of $67.
Okay, so next year I have to pay another $67.
Yes, ma'am.
And I would have to pay another whatever money for the transit period trans, you know, well, not the trans.
But if you want to keep this, you can go up there and print them out every day. So then you'll be able to have it, because this is also digital. There is no physical copy. So if you want to print it out, then, you know, make it a habit every whatever day you want to go up there and look at the ones from the week, or to get prepared for the next week, you can print them out and go over them.
Okay. All right. So I got the wrong thing. So
it's not necessarily the wrong thing. It's more like an update. Today is your lucky number, whatever the number is, and it goes through how you may be feeling today.
That's in the forecast.
Yes. Yes,
ma'am. The transit tells you the same thing, though.
The transit period guide is not, the format is different. The transit period guide is lengthy, and it's books. So you can go page by page, like you would read any regular book. The daily forecast is daily, and it's just one letter to you, basically.
Yeah.
Every day.
Oh, let's see. Hey. Okay. Okay. So how much is the transit period? Is that a messed up?
Well, no, you probably purchased what you wanted to start with, something really simple.
I wanted the transit period guy because I got that before, and that's what I was talking to the other representatives about. But when I saw the year, I thought it was the same thing, and I guess it's different. So, how much is the transit period guide? Lord have mercy.
The transit period guide. Let's see. It is by subscription. So, oh, that's the astrology one. I don't see it on the website right now.
What's that?
The transit period guide. So they're probably, they changed the website a lot to rebrand. So right now they're pushing the Master Tarot deck. So I'm trying to locate the transit period guide for you.
Okay. I have tarot already from you guys. Now, how long does that last? I mean, I got the cards, but I don't know.
Okay, you got your cards?
Yes.
Well, okay.
So does that only stay digitally online for me for a certain amount of time and then it goes away, or does it? Because I'm thinking when you purchase something, you purchased it in terms of the books, they're yours, but I guess not. That's crazy.
So the transit period guide is different because you have to buy it per day, because they do make changes to it. So for your particular information that you put in the book, they redesign it as you go forward. So the same information probably won't be up there from it is from January as it is later in the year, like in November. It won't be the same information. They keep updating it.
And the transit period of God is based on my birthday and all of the natal, or it gives you an update of, you know, how the planets are moving every day. That's probably what it does, right?
Right. So it includes all of that. So if you want to use the transit period guide for 1 year, then you're paying $97, and that's a one-time fee. If you want it for 6 months, it'll cost you $67. If you want it for 3 months, then it's $37. But you already started with your daily, your yearly forecast, but that's going to be, again, that's for a whole year.
Okay. So you think maybe I should just try the the yearly forecast, see how I like that, and then maybe call back at another time for the transit. I don't know.
Because if you're eager to buy something, then you should try something that you haven't had before, like the essential oils.
Essential oils?
Yes, we have several of those on the website.
I'm not interested. That's not what I asked you. I didn't ask you about no oil. You cute. You hustling. I hear you. But it's okay. But no. I'm really just confused about. Now, I told them, am I still, what do you call this? Super space soul, soul space. Am I still a space soul member?
Do you have any soul space? Let's see.
Yes.
So I know it should be on your. Let me check your little portal here.
Are you an Aries?
I am.
I talked to you before. I thought it was that little cute one that I talked to a while back. And you said, I just want to make you happy. And we was going back and forth about something. I think it was you. Yeah, and you told me you was an Aries. I said, oh, that's my opposition sign or something. I remember you. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm fine. Being safe?
Yes. That is a priority right now. Be very safe.
Well, you have the sweetest young voice. Are you as young as you sound?
Probably not. I'm older. Maybe it'd be the microphone making me sound.
Yeah, it sounds.
This way.
Nice voice. It sounds like a youth, very youthful. Sounds like maybe the latter 20s, early 30s. No?
No, ma'am.
Older than that?
Yes.
Get out of here. Well, your voice. Will never.
It may tell on you sometimes. Sometimes it don't.
I hear you. I got you.
All right. So let's see what we can do about this. So with this particular, you do have some soul space. You do have free soul space that you can utilize. Have you gone to your members portal and looked at some of that stuff?
Yeah, but they got some writing and this and that. I don't know, sign a contract. I don't know how to do all that. I'm computer illiterate, so they don't. And then write your thing on the digital. I would never do that, because if it get lost in my personal business, no can do.
Oh, you mean your date of birth and your time of birth?
No, they ask you, like, to write a journal. So you could write the journal on, in the soul space, what you... whatever. But that's too personal. I'd rather just have a book here and write whatever I'm going to write.
Okay. Well, there is one in our shop that you can order. Or if you, I don't know if you have one, but you can order one from the shop.
What's that? They mailed it here or something? Or they put
yes,
it online?
Ma'am. And then you can journal with, because your books that you purchase, they're only online. But you can journal along with them if you'd like to.
Yeah, I just take my own book and write out whatever the questions and because you never know. You never know. You could lose information. It could be breached. And God knows all my business is out there in the streets. I'm already playing. I'm silly. Okay, Aries.
Oh, yeah.
So
you do have some soul space, and of course I can provide you with 40 credits to speak with an expert so that you can talk to someone that is very, very versed in astrology, and then you can also comment with them about what's in your book, and they can explain that a little bit further.
Okay, that's good. I don't know. I made a mistake, like I said, and got that forecast, and it just messed up my budget. So that's why I was saying it's too late for me to not get the forecast and get the transit period instead. But,
oh, okay. You want the.
But I don't know which one is better. You said the transit period is longer to give me more information.
Well, yes. If you want that one for a year, it's $97 compared to the $67 for the yearly forecast. So.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
Your soul space is going to end in June.
In June?
Yeah.
Why?
So you have, what's this? You got 2 months. 2 months of soul space.
2 months what, free?
Yes.
Oh, so in June I start paying again?
No, ma'am. You don't pay for that. That's a courtesy that's extended so that you can enjoy your products. And, of course, if you have any questions about it, you can always use your soul space. Your daily horoscope is up there.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get 3 months. Oh, boy. That's killing my budget.
Did you want to purchase something else? Because you were unhappy about purchasing the digital books. And that's why I suggested something you can actually use,
well,
that you can have, such as, you know, we had the chakra things, and you said you ordered your tarot deck.
Yeah. Hold on. Who in the world bothered me? Can't answer. All right, hold on.
Did you want to purchase something else?
Anyways, okay. So, I can't switch it from the forecast to the transit. It's too late to do that. Just asking.
No, ma'am, you can purchase the transit period guide if you would like to.